and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please be seated for the singing of the song.
Reading from the second letter to Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you've learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training and righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from Matthew. Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The word of the Lord.
Stand together and turn to page 4 in your bulletin and say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful,
we entreat you, O Lord.
That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill,
we entreat you, O Lord.
That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses,
we entreat you, O Lord.
That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world,
we entreat you, O Lord.
That we may depart this life in your faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ,
we entreat you, O Lord.
That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Blessed John, and all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ,
we entreat you, O Lord.
O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth. That in your good time, all nations and races will serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God our Father, you see your children growing up in an unsteady and confusing world. Show them that your ways give more life than the ways of the world, and that following you is better than chasing after selfish goals. Help them to take failure not as a measure of their worth, but as a chance for a new start. Give them strength to hold their faith in you and to keep alive their joy in your creation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. O eternal God, bless all schools, colleges, and universities, especially the Episcopal School of Jackson. They may be lively centers for sound learning, new discovery, pursuit of wisdom. And grant that those who teach and those who learn may find you to be the source of all truth. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Saying together the general thanksgiving, accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for blessings from family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things.
Please be seated. Welcome. Welcome, Episcopal School of Jacksonville. Welcome, seniors. Throughout history, at pivotal moments in our lives, we human beings have stopped, paused, and given thanks. That is what tonight is about. We celebrate with you, seniors. You've been through so much and you are about to enter a whole new chapter of your lives. Welcome to this cathedral. Keep awake on this night as we celebrate who you are. Following this service, we have refreshments in Tolliver Hall, and we'd like to welcome you all this way through the doors. Please enjoy the food, enjoy your seniors. And I know that on this night, Dale Reagan is present with us, smiling down upon us from heaven. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be comfortable, within reason. As a preacher, your family always gives such fodder for sermons that I have to negotiate when I can actually use them. And so, this evening, I have made a promise to my daughter who shall remain unnamed, the daughter Voldemort, that I will not call her out. And so I just want to say to her, you won for now. Sunday comes again. What I really want to do is I want to tell you a story about my mother. Now you might wonder, what in the world? This is a baccalaureate. It's about these crimson vested achievers. But I think you'll make the connection in just a minute. But before then, I'd like to ask all of the graduating seniors who are of my gender to please stand up. Men, please stand up. All right. Now, sometimes in school you are admonished, and this is the last admonishment that you're going to get at Episcopal School of Jacksonville. What happened this morning? We got trounced. I was at the senior awards presentation. They absolutely squashed us. For every 7 awards, 6 went to the other team. What happened? What happened? Man up. Go to college. Do something. Win some awards, okay? All right, sit down. Final admonishment. Girls, you did very well. When I graduated from high school, I was 17. 33 years ago, I was sitting in seats similar to yours, And I was waiting for 5 days to pass. 5 days past graduation. And what was going to happen in 5 days is that my parents had given me, as a graduation trip, a graduation present, a trip to Europe. Now, that sounds somewhat in the realm of credible things. But the funny thing was, is that I was only going with one other guy. And there were no cell phones, and there were no pagers or anything like that. We were going to Europe all by ourselves. And we were spending 3 months. Well, that summer, you may remember, for those sitting in the back half of the cathedral, that was the summer of 1979 when a DC-10's engine fell off coming into the Chicago O'Hare Airport. And so what they did, what the authorities did, was they grounded all DC-10s. Well, now, in that season, it was all DC-10s going to Europe, practically. And so what that meant was flights that used to be this many, and we had a ticket on National Airlines, went to this many. So my buddy and I, Randy, we decided we would go up to New York City because his family had a little apartment up there. We decided we'd go up there and we'd go out to Kennedy Airport every day and we'd get a standby flight. So we bought a standby ticket and there was this airline that was selling standby tickets and it went from New York City to London on its way to Tehran. It was called Iran Air. And so we got tickets standby on Iran Air. It was a credible thing to do. So we went out every day for 3 days in a row and stood in line at Kennedy Airport waiting, two post-high school, pre-college guys with just some traveler's checks in their pockets and a couple of backpacks and a U-Rail pass. And we'd stand in line all day long. We wouldn't get on a flight because they let two standby passengers on. And then we'd go back to the New York apartment. So we did this 3 days in a row. We're standing in line on this third day. And I noticed there was an airline over here that was letting people on. I looked at it and thought, I've never heard of the airline Tarom. And so I went up to their desk, and it turns out Tarom is the airline of Romania. They're going to Bucharest, Romania. And so I said to the woman behind the desk, I said, we're looking for two seats to go to Europe. Romania's in Europe, right? And she said, yes, it is. I said, well, do you have two seats? And she said, do you have cash? In fact, I did have cash. He said, how much? Now I was smart, because I had graduated. I said, I have $200. She said, give it to me. So I gave her the cash. She went behind the counter. She came back. Two tickets, Tarom Airlines, going to Bucharest, Romania, leaving now, right now. So we get in line, because we didn't have anything to check, because we had backpacks. We got in line. We were just about to get on. I thought, I need to call my mom, because, you know, she would care that I'm going to Romania. Now, what most of you up in the front section don't realize is Romania used to be in the communist country, and that was called the Iron Curtain, yeah, which was a serious deal when I was 17. And so I called my mom on a payphone, and I said, Mom, we got these tickets. She said, that's great. Is it on Iran Air? I said, no, it's on Iran Air. Don't worry. It's on Tarom, the airline of Romania. She said, Romania? I said, yeah, we're going to Bucharest. She said, that's communist. I said, they told us their visas at the airport. It's not a problem. We have cash. I've already learned that. She said, well, I don't know about any of this. I said, I got to go. They're calling our seat. Hung up. Got on the plane. Flew all night. We landed in the airport in Bucharest, Romania. Randy and I didn't know what to do. We, in fact, did have visas because they had them waiting for us for the low fee of $25. And we paid our money and we walked out. And there we were in the middle of the pickup zone, with nobody to pick us up. So we decided we would take a bus into downtown Romania, into downtown Bucharest. Well, we got on the bus, and we rode all the way downtown, and we got off and we wondered, okay, now what do we do? Here we are, 17 years old. We're not supposed to be in Bucharest. What are we going to do? I thought, you know, when you're American, you go to the embassy. That's what you do. And so we found our way to the American embassy. And it was this great, ornate Rococo building. It just looked like a wedding cake top. It was dripping in stone and heavy grill work, and there were two Marines standing out front. And I walked in the door, and there was this really hot-looking young Romanian girl sitting there at the desk, and I had just graduated from high school, so I'm talking my way in, and I didn't know exactly what I was going to say. And so I got to the front, and I said, hello, I'm... Hurt Dunkel from St. Petersburg, Florida, and she said, I know, I spoke to your mother this morning. True story. My mother had figured me out. She knew me. She had called the embassy in Romania, thinking Kurt will go there, and in fact, I did. My mother is Episcopal school. My mother followed me. She knew where I was going because she knew me, and I always knew that she was somewhere in the back. She wasn't a hovering mom. She wasn't a helicopter mom, but she was there. Something inside of me knew, go to the embassy. And she made a place for me there. Episcopal school has done that for you. Now, I don't know. I hear that there are 7 of you young men who didn't do very well this morning who have decided that you too are going to go to Europe. Is this true? That your mothers and fathers have let you travel after high school on this great adventure. Who knows what will both await and beset you? Who knows what else will happen in your lives? You have gone through great things. You have gone through terrible things. And yet, the Episcopal School of Jacksonville, there it is, right there, in your heart, in your mind. More importantly, the faith that you have received at the hands of teachers who are retiring after 40-plus years and those who have just arrived, from the maintenance man to the guy that cuts the lawn till the head of school to the lady that gives you lunch. All of those faith streams are woven together in your life to make you what you are right now. What will you do? I don't know. You probably think you know what you're going to do. I had no idea what God had in mind for me. You don't know what God has in mind for you. But there has been this wonderful plan, this wonderful purpose in your life that has been woven through. And you're about to figure out what it is, what that next step is. And that's exciting. That's exciting. So, are you going to get off a plane somewhere in some strange country and wonder what to do and find out that your mama has called ahead? Well, you might. You might. But what more likely is going to happen? You're going to get off some strange plane somewhere else. Wonder what life you're going to have like. And know that Episcopal has called ahead. They've called ahead because they've done this to you and for you and with you. You've now been woven into the household of God and one another. Go out and do something with it. Go out and do something. You get to leave here and go do something very exciting. That's going to be cool. That's going to be great. Hopefully the guys will catch up with the girls and you'll have a few more points on your side by that time. I'm counting on that part. Do our gender proud. But remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, just like my mom, knowing me so well that she had prepared me, she had put those things ahead of me, just like that, Episcopal has done that for you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Will the congregation please stand? May the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, giving you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the wonderful works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you. And remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing the final hymn in your bulletin. Alleluia, sing to Jesus.
We'll be right back.
world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.